Brian, witness have come here and look like a side who are playing for their Super League futures. I guess one or two of the Wildcats fans might be asking if your team felt the same.
Well, we certainly felt like it. We knew what we were playing for, but we certainly didn't measure up in the competitive stakes today, which is the most disappointing thing. You know, the scoreboard was a pretty accurate reflection on the dominance that they had over us today. We got off to after 5 weeks of really competitive games against Huddersfield and then the games in the Super 8 series of the qualifiers. You know, I thought we'd reached a level of consistency and being competitive, not always, you know, totally dominant or clinical, but you know, not like we were tonight. So, you know, that's really a letdown, and we've got to get it back in a hurry.
So the players perhaps gone over the top, if you like, after a few tough competitive games, or maybe they were just in the right frame of mind for this one tonight?
Perhaps so, yeah. I just said to the gathering inside that, you know, I backed off on them a bit this week with the physical side of things. We had a six-day turnaround, and it was a tough game that we'd played at Hull the previous week. Maybe they took that as a signal, you know, not to prepare themselves mentally for the physical stuff, because I would say, certainly since I've been here, that's the most physical group of players we've played against. Widners were brutal, and, you know, to be fair, I'd given them warning about that, because we'd looked at some video of Bradford last week, and Bradford were mincemeat as well, you know, just pretty much like we were tonight. So, you know, we've got to man up again right away and get ourselves into very good mental and physical shape to play against Halifax on Saturday afternoon here again.
Yeah, we'll be back for that one, of course. Now, you know, you started off the game reasonably well, and you had a cut in the early stages, but they've got across for that first try, and it's kind of gone downhill pretty quickly from there. And I guess from a coach's point of view, might be a bit disappointed about the softness of some of those tries.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, the softness was was apparent. The tries are a reflection of our inability to be as tough as they were on enough plays. You know, we had some moments, but definitely not enough. We lost that consistency that we've had, and as I said, we've got to get it back ASAP.
Kevin Locke took a bit of a knock in a ball he went for with Jacob Miller in the second half. I know he stayed on for a little while, but then you brought him off. How's he?
No, he'd actually taken the knock in the first half on it, and treatment at half time, etc. But once it got to that point, there was no point really in going any further with him. It is some sort of shoulder problem, which I'm not quite across. It's not a recurrence of the pec muscle that he'd had a problem with earlier, but nevertheless, a bit of a worry for us for next week.
Anybody else come out with a knock?
No. Lots of very bruised egos, I would suggest, and you know, a good physical going over by a very dominant team. They, you know, congratulate Dennis Betts and Widners. They were as good as I've seen this season since I've been here.
Yeah, if Salford win tomorrow, then they might also just about assure their Super League futures next year. It is looking increasingly likely it's going to come down to this £1 million match for you. You've got two championship sides between now and then to try and get back on the horse.
That's it, mate. We're not a matter of trying. We've simply got to do it.